I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. Glad to have you along on this Sunday morning. And if you're looking for something fun to do and to see some beautiful houses in a beautiful neighborhood, the Hidden Treasures of Northside House Tour takes place today from noon until 5. Some great houses on the tour, and here to talk about it from the House Tour Committee is Carolyn Gutschar. And past president of the Northside Community Council, Tim Jeckering, here to discuss the tour. They both had houses on the tour in the past and are here to share with you the excitement that will be happening in Northside today. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, let's begin with Northside itself. A lot of folks know about Northside, tucked in there where Spring Grove and Ludlow Avenue all come together. But how has Northside grown up in recent years? It's really developed over quite a bit of time.
Well, from my perspective of being involved in the community council for a stint of 13 years of being on the board, the Northside community has really grown in many ways. We've got many new housing stocks available for people. But I think the key thing about Northside is the individuals that live there and what they bring to the community. I think we have become a destination neighborhood for people who are looking for a walkable neighborhood with a business district that's close by that has amenities that people are looking for right now. And so we are very fortunate to have a historic neighborhood that was built as a walking neighborhood. And we're just currently seeing a huge resurgence of that walking neighborhood that was built 100 years ago.
And a lot of great homes there, too. But the business district going right down the avenue there has really been blossoming in recent years as well.
Oh, it is. Between the restaurants that are there, and the great thing about the restaurants is they're owner-occupied restaurants. They're individuals coming up with their own restaurant schemes and menus so on and so forth. But we have an incredible nightlife with the bar scene and the music crowd that follows. And then we have retail stores that complement that as well. So it's a great mix at this present time.
Right. And a lot of the businesses are owned by people who live in Northside, too. Or family businesses, as Tim mentioned. So that's a great thing. And one of the things that we're encouraging people to do when they come to the tour is to make it a day and visit some of the businesses that will be open, and particularly to think about having brunch in Northside, because we've got a lot of restaurants that offer brunch.
Well, let's talk about the house tour itself. How did this is the 14th Northside house tour.
That's
now,
right.
you have house tours and porch tours, you were telling
right.
me before right. we started this interview, mm-hmm. On alternate years.
Right.
But how did it all get started and why?
Well, it got started with the house tour in 1990. Some people who were very active in the neighborhood were interested in presenting to Cincinnatians at large the north side that people typically didn't see when they drove through the neighborhood or hear about when they listened to the news. And they thought having a house tour would be a really good way to introduce people to the wide variety of homes that are available in the neighborhood, the renovation and restoration work that's taking place, and to get people to think about looking at Northside as a place to live and to own a home. And the tour has really been successful in that regard.
Well, I mentioned in the introduction you both have had your houses on the tour. And,
right.
and Tim, and what kind of reaction do you see from folks who take the tour?
Well, I think people from outside the neighborhood are always amazed about the quality and the extent the houses have been fixed up over the years and how they're modern houses. They're not the old rundown houses that people outside the neighborhood have a perception of. I think the thing for people inside the neighborhood is everybody's kind of gawking around to see what other people have done with their houses to get some ideas, which is fine. But, I think the idea is that we're trying to give people the real perception of Northside. And that perception is of, for the most part, very well-kept houses with people who are very proud of their houses and take good care of them.
Right. I think Tim mentioned getting ideas. One of the things that I think is really great about our tour is that it's a very approachable tour. The homeowners are in the homes. These are not homes that are, for the most part, designed by architects or interior designers, or somebody has hired an interior decorator. These many people in Northside have a design sense, whether they're artists, and there are many artists and many designers who live in the neighborhood, but even people who aren't, like myself, I think tend to have a sense of design and bring a lot of that to the renovations that take place in their house, whether they do the work themselves or whether they have the work contracted out or some combination. So people really do get a sense of it's possible to do things, and you'll frequently hear people coming away saying, that is a great idea, I want to do that in my house. Mm-hmm.
Carolyn Guchar and Tim Jeckering talking about the Hidden Treasures of Northside house tour takes place today from noon until 5. There's eight homes that are on the tour.
Right.
Can you share some of the highlights, Carolyn?
Yeah, we have homes in a range of sizes from two-bedroom to mansion. We have houses from the turn of the century, so late 1800s, to one that was just recently built and is a green home and has LEED certification, so it's energy efficient and uses environmentally friendly products. We have homes that are Victorian in style that you might think of as like a Painted Lady. We have some Tudors. And then we have this house that's really very, very contemporary. So it's a real nice mix of homes this time. Another thing that I think is very special about this tour is that a number of the homes are situated in areas where they're either adjacent to a green space, like one of our parks, or they have really large lots, and it's not something that people typically think about when they think about Northside. But
or even driving through, you don't think about the green spaces, but there's plenty there.
There are, and if you just look at Northside on the map, you'll see Spring Grove Cemetery, Parker Woods, Buttercup Valley, Mount Airy Forest. We're really surrounded by green space and have a fair amount of green space in the neighborhood. In fact, the one new house is actually on a plot that is measured in acres. So that's a really pretty exciting thing.
Well, as you have been putting together this house tour, has it been difficult to get folks to participate, to share their houses? Or is that community spirit that Northside's known for been, you know, has it been easy to put together the houses for the tour each year?
Well, every year...
I don't mean to put you on the spot. You know?
Every year is different. We always look to get 8 to 12 houses. So, you know, we've gotten a nice number of homes on the tours, and we do have a list of people to go back to for the next tour, because we approached a lot of people who were very interested but didn't feel that their house was quite ready this year. One thing I should point out is that people will see houses in various stages of renovation, and frequently people really enjoy the houses that are in progress. I know my house, the first time it was on the tour, was in progress, and so I had design boards and materials that I was planning to use for my kitchen renovation, and people really liked that. Some people said it was their favorite house. And then, of course, I had to have the house on the tour again down the road. So people, yeah. But it's kind of cool, I think, to see houses in progress, because you really get a sense of what people are starting with and what their ideas are for the future.
Beautiful neighborhood, beautiful community. What are you hoping that people take away the most, Tim?
Well, I think the intention and the original intention of the porch tour was, or the house tour rather, was to expose to the rest of the city of Cincinnati what we as Northsider had as a bit of a secret. And that was the vast majority of the houses in Northside were built by German craftsmen. And they brought a skill and a level of integrity and detailing to their craft in the turn of the century that is not in homes these days. And so people are very much interested in the craft and the style of the homes. Cincinnati is plentiful with that kind of genre of housing, but I think what you see in Northside is the creative artistic spirit who have taken those German built incredibly well-built houses and alter them to today's lifestyle. And today's lifestyle for a Northsider is going to be different one house to the next, because we have such a variety of people in the neighborhood with different values and artistic bent.
And you get to see them all today on the Hidden Treasures of Northside House Tour. Begins at noon, lasts till 5 o'clock. I've been talking with Tim Jeckering, past president of the Northside Community Council, and Carolyn Guchar, from the House Tour Committee. Again, noon to 5 today, the Hidden Treasures of Northside House Tour. You can find out more information about tickets and where to find them on our website, wvxu.org, and we'll connect you to their house tour website as well. Well, thanks again, and
thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck with the tour today.
Great.
Thanks
so much.